WTAW News Time is 8:05. 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Filing is underway for this November city school and school board elections in the Twin Cities. All three current members of the College Station School Board are seeking re-election: Jeff Harris, Michael Wesson, and Quinn Williams. One of three incumbents on the Bryan School Board has filed for re-election, Trey Moore. Three have filed for the College Station City Council. Seeking the council position 2 seat is Jerome Rectorick, who is currently on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Previously announcing candidacies for mayor are current councilmen Carl Mooney and John Nichols, which means both are giving up their council seats. This Thursday's council meeting agenda includes approving special elections in November for the positions now held by Mooney and Nichols. Also making his declaration official on the first day is the first candidate for Bryan mayor, businessman Andrew Nelson. The deadline to file for Bryan and College Station city and school elections is August 22nd. The developer of a mixed-use development on Texas A&M system property at University and College has provided an update. The owner of the Century Square development has announced their entertainment anchor will be Star Cinema Grill, which features a full-service restaurant delivered inside the theater. That follows commitments from 6 restaurants and an emergency medical center. Scheduled to open this fall are 250 luxury apartments targeted to professionals and 2 full-service hotels. When fully developed, Century Square will also have 90,000 square feet of office space. More information is online at WTAW.com. Differing opinions continue about the future of veterinary school programs in Texas.
That's after the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board reviewed a report last week about how to approach the need for more large animal vets and stop the flow of students moving out of the state to get training. A statement released by the Texas A&M system says, in part, applying by Texas Tech to open a second vet college is unnecessary because A&M is opening a new complex and is expanding its program of 4 A&M sister institutions. Chancellor of the Tech system stated, in part, they were encouraged about the coordinating board's recommendation to consider what Tech considers an innovative, cost-efficient veterinary college. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the statements issued by the A&M and Tech systems, along with the coordinating board's report. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The local developer who opposed how the College Station School Board conducted a land sale sent a letter explaining why he filed a lawsuit and withdrew the legal action. Heath Phillips, who sent a copy of the letter to WTAW News, stated he carried through on his promise to remove the lawsuit after the board voted last week to uphold their original vote to sell land to a competitor. A copy of Phillips' letter is online at WTAW.com. The last of 4 men wanted in the mid-June armed robbery of Commerce National Bank on University and College Station is in jail. According to arrest reports, 31-year-old Deshaun Winbush is one of the two accused of going into the bank the morning of June 16th and threatening 8 people with semi-automatic handguns. College Station police has not announced if any of the undisclosed amount of money taken from the bank vault was recovered. The suspect in an attempted sexual assault Saturday morning in College Station remains at large. A dog search team from the state prison system joined police in looking for the man accused of walking into an apartment where the victim had left the door open because she was moving out. The victim, who was leaving the stadium apartments, told police when she started screaming, the 5'10" Hispanic man left. Anyone with information about the incident, which was reported Saturday morning around 10, is asked to contact CSPD. And you can add Burleson and Milam counties to the list with burn bans. Yesterday's decisions joins Brazos, Robertson, Leon, Madison, Grimes, and Walker counties. WTAW News Time is about 10 after 8. It's 78 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Bombers baseball tonight at Nutrible Stadium. Tickets start at $5 at bvbombers.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
It's 8:11. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're located on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and much more.
Heat and humidity remain in the forecast. We're trying to get some much-needed rainfall. It's partly sunny today with a chance for a shower or thunderstorm later on, 90 to 95. Storms diminish through the evening. If they do develop, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy through the overnight, 75. Becoming partly sunny tomorrow, chance for showers and storms. Highs will be 90 to 95. Partly sunny Thursday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's 8:12. More evidence that we're cartwheeling into the ocean.
Oh, boy.
A non-Spanish-speaking teacher at a Florida elementary school is suing for rejecting her from a job that required her to teach the language. Tracy Rosner, who's a third-grade teacher, applied to teach an extended foreign language track, which required teaching 1 hour foreign language daily. But the district required that those who taught Spanish in the extended foreign language track actually be able to speak Spanish.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Well, seems like a ridiculous qualification.
I know. Well, as it turns out, of course, she couldn't, so she didn't get the job. So you do what anybody would do. Tracy filed a federal lawsuit.
Naturally.
You ready? Alleging that the district's policy of only hiring Spanish speakers was discriminatory against the non-Spanish speakers. Lawsuit also alleged that aside from her lack of the ability to speak Spanish, she was, quote, fully qualified, end quote, for the job, except she wasn't. And so as a result, since she fulfilled all the other requirements, that they should go ahead and give her the job.
I'm fully qualified to be a nuclear physicist, except that I don't know anything about physics.
So, there you go.
I'm suing.
That's where the court system is, just to let you know.
I just don't understand people.
Makes perfect sense to me. My goodness, she can't do what she's supposed to for the job. She doesn't get hired, she sues. The American way. That just shows we got too many attorneys.
Where was this again? Was this Florida?
It is in Florida.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Coral Reef Elementary School. So there you go. Okay. All right. So wash your ears out with this. You know, they had free adoptions this weekend all over America.
Yeah.
And the as a matter of fact, the Bryan Animal Center did it, and the Aggieland Humane Society did. And Kathy Bice is here this morning from Aggieland Humane. How are you?
I am great.
Tell us a little bit about that whole idea. That's a thing. That's a neat deal.
Well, we hopped on board last year and had a great time, so we planned ahead and did that this year. And we had standing room only, people applying for adoptions. You couldn't squeeze another car in the parking lot.
Wow.
And between Friday and Saturday, Friday was Free Feline Fridays, and then we did the National Clear the Shelter event.
Right.
We did 54 adoptions, and then we had about six or eight pending, so we're just wrapping those up right now.
Great.
So great, great events.
Sure, hopefully some lives saved there, and some certainly some new forever homes, too. So who underwrote that? How does that come about?
Well, that, for us, both of those events are underwritten by our contributors.
Okay.
And a lot of them are paying it forward. We had one family from Fort Worth go online the other night and donate $500. And that would have helped with 10 cat adoptions.
Sure, that's tremendous. Well, good. That's the springboard as we move on toward the second half of summer. So what's going on out there?
We've got one more Free Feline Friday on Friday. And this Thursday, we are doing our second discount microchip day, where you can come and get your dog or cat microchipped for $15 on Thursday from 11 to 6. And people are still planning their vacations. And if you've got a new pet, now's the time to get it microchipped, because that is a permanent identification. And if you even change your address or phone number, all you have to do is call Aggieland Humane Society to update it, and it's free. So okay. You get a chip, an international registration, and lots of support for your pet.
Well, and again, if the dog runs off for any number of reasons that can happen, I mean, how traumatic is that? And you may never get it back. It might not end well, but with the chip, that obviously improves your chances.
Well, and people are telling stories nationally and internationally about pets being found with chips and getting home thousands of miles away. But our four officers in College Station, four in Brazos County Sheriff's Department, and four in Bryan are all scanning for chips and making every effort to take the pet home before it's taken to the shelter. So by chipping your pet, it may never have to come to the animal shelter, and that's our goal. Let us be the last resort. Let's get all the pets home now.
Yep.
And we are just so excited. I think last time we did it, we had 40 families come and microchip their pets.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's great.
We
they
hope
get it.
Thursday will be a big one.
Yep.
Now, next week we have Camp Humane, and Camp Humane is 3 days from 9 to 3 for 8 to 12-year-olds, and they get to meet all kinds of wonderful animals and wonderful animal people, and we have one or two openings left.
Oh, good.
So if you have an 8 to 12-year-old who wants a 3-day camp of meeting dogs, cats, horses, chickens, alpacas, snakes, birds, sign them up.
This is it. Yeah,
yeah, one more time.
Okay.
And then remember, lots of fresh water for your pets. Don't take them out in the vehicle. Don't take them out in the back of a pickup. Don't be jogging them on blacktop or concrete. It is too hot. They could die. And once that heat exhaustion goes into heat stroke, their blood starts disintegrating. Their liver can't handle it. They crash.
Yeah.
They die. So do not take them and let them get too hot. Keep your black dogs in the shade and make sure that they have lots and lots of water.
Be a good pet owner. If they want some more information about that and anything else, what do they do?
Well, they go to AggielandHumane.org on the web, or they call us at 979-775-5755.
Super. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate you coming in this morning.
Welcome.
Royce Hickman here this morning from the Chamber. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
God, we got the boss people of both of them here.
I'll
That's
tell you what,
fun.
This is exciting. We actually rode the elevator together.
There you go. So what have we got going on at your place?
Well, I tell you, you know, it's we move on from one event to the other. We don't get much time to celebrate, so we have an event today at 11:45 out at the Phillips Event Center. It is our Community Impact Awards luncheon. And it's if you'll call this morning, there were still some seats available. It's $30 for an individual. If you're not a member, still welcome at $35. And this is at the Phillips Event Center again at 11:45. And we're going to recognize Veronica Morgan with Mitchell and Morgan, Jill Gallagher with First Alliance Mortgage, and Augustine Trevino with Trevino Smith Funeral Home are the folks who have are historically underutilized businesses who have made an impact. And you might be interested to know, we're actually going to expand that next year to include disabled veterans
excellent.
That, which fits the historically underutilized category as well. And then we have our Economic Outlook Briefing Luncheon coming up on Wednesday, August the 17th. This will be at the College Station Hilton at 11:30 to 1. We're close to a speaker, but not ready to announce it yet. And we'll probably have that for you by next week. And again, this is priced the same way, $30 for an individual, $35 for non-members, and $350 for a table of eight if you're interested in that event on, again, August 17th. The very next day, we have our August Business After Hours, the 18th, and that'll be at Atkinson Toyota. And it'll be from our normal 5:30 to 7. We were just talking off the air, incredible business after hours at Christian Distributing last week, and I'm expecting another great one. Paul Atkinson does a really good
job.
Been doing
it for years.
He has, and so come out, and I mean, when you drive into the parking lot, you will be welcomed by his folks. I mean, he just does the best job I know of with that kind of a thing. And then I wanted to remind folks, we have one of the most incredible leadership programs in the state, our Leadership Brazos. And applications are available online right now at bcschamber.org/LB, or you can call us at 260-5200, and we'll help you with that. But they're due at 5 p.m. on August 8th, and that's a pretty tight deadline. I'm not aware of our committee ever making exceptions when people are miss that deadline. And it does take you a little while. There's some essay questions. Believe me, when if you get an application and throw it together, the committee can tell.
Yeah.
And your chances of getting into that program are slim. So just pick it up, look at it, work on it a while, put it down, and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's they're due August 8th by 5 p.m. Two deluxe ribbon cuttings coming up. One is this Thursday, the 28th. It's Ronald McDonald Healing Hearts Memory Garden,
yeah.
And that's going to be over at St. Thomas Episcopal Church on George Bush. This will be our normal 4:30 to 5:30 for our deluxe. And then the following Thursday, August the 4th, Aggieland Outfitters at Post Oak Mall is having a deluxe ribbon cutting for the suite they have over there, which is Suite 7010 now.
Okay, all right.
And so I hope people will come out and join us for both of these ribbon cuttings. And kind of two extremes, you know, one's the Healing Hearts situation, and then the other is one of our thriving businesses in the community.
Yep.
And then if our Inner Circle Platinum Member Spotlight this week is the Bank and Trust of Bryan College Station. We appreciate them. They're big, our title sponsors of Lobster Fest and golf and do a lot in the community. So a big thank you to them. If you need more information, bcschamber.org or 260-5200. You were talking about the lady that couldn't speak the language mm-hmm. that she was supposed to teach.
Right.
Well, we have a bilingual receptionist. Linda Espedaquita is bilingual. So if you're, Spanish is the language you're more comfortable with, feel free to call us and we'll try to help you out.
Excellent. Good move. Thanks a lot. All right. That's Royce Hickman here from the Chamber. And that's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aggieland Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Deals are cropping up at Normandy Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Fed is preparing to bring an enforcement action against Goldman Sachs and one of its former executives over a case concerning the theft of central bank secrets 2 years ago. The planned action, reported by the New York Times, shows the Fed is advancing its own investigation into the incident in which confidential regulatory materials were leaked to a Goldman staffer from one of its former colleagues at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. The judge overseeing the probe that led to the arrest last week of suspected ISIS militants in Brazil says Facebook and Twitter cooperated with investigators by providing information about the suspects' use of both social networks. The judge says cooperation by both companies was instrumental to understand the nature of discussions carried out by the suspects, a 12th of whom was detained Sunday. Crude oil sharply lower, trading at $42.56 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open after stocks closed lower yesterday. The Dow Industrials fell 78, the NASDAQ down just 2. That's Your Money Now.
How can a sweet little fruit gummy help you live digestively? Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies put the ultimate natural digestive support to work inside you to help you feel a little lighter, a little more you. And if raspberry lemonade's a little more you, feel bubbly in a good way with Ultimate Flora probiotic fizzy drink mix. Ultimate Flora probiotic gummies and fizzy drink mix, two great ways to live digestively, deliciously. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Fortunately for us, getting a little break as far as the temps are concerned with some cloud cover today, but you know it'll be back to as hot as it has been. And the folks at Entercon want to remind you they got some ways to kind of help you beat the heat a little bit, but more importantly, maybe make an impact on your utility bill as well. You know, we talk about how you can tell when your windows aren't energy efficient in the cold when that north wind blows, but more often than not, we need to be concerned about the heat. And know that if your windows aren't energy efficient in the wintertime, they're not in the summertime either. So why not get them checked out? Maybe they need to be replaced. Maybe they can be repaired. Either way, know this. When you're dealing with the folks at Entercon, there's never any pressure. They come, they give you the estimate, and then they'll leave you alone for you to make the decision yourself. It's just that easy. And, of course, now, because we are dealing with the dog days of summer, solar screens can make a tremendous difference. Adding those solar screens to those windows, and especially on the western exposures, can make a great difference on the inside. And also in outbuildings that you may have, where just the difference in doing that, just blocking out some of the sun, can make a difference in whether or not you can get any work done out in those places. So give them a call about that as well. It's Entercon, 823-3639.
High-speed internet. Everyone needs high-speed internet for banking, shopping, email, Facebook, and the list goes on. If you need fast, high-speed internet in the city or in the country, there is only one phone call you need to make. Call Starfire at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788. The satellite professionals at Starfire offer super fast, high-speed internet with unlimited data usage. This high-speed internet is available in the city and the country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV for all your television watching needs. If you are looking for high-speed internet or great television programming at the best possible prices, call Starfire today at 979-279-2788. Again, that's 979-279-2788, or look them up online at StarfireSatellite.com. Again, StarfireSatellite.com. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
Thanks for the memories.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
You don't compromise.
Text from Sheila? Oh, these glasses are hard to read.
And you never settle.
Hang on, I gotta move the cell phone farther away. Farther, farther.
So why are you wearing glasses with just any progressive lenses? See the difference with Varilux and enjoy sharp vision and smooth transitions at any distance. Varilux is the only progressive lens brand with lenses designed using wave technology. Ask your eye care professional for Varilux and never compromise your vision.
Have you heard this news headline? By 2040, computers will use more energy than the world can generate. Kim Commando here with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. An obscure and nerdy Washington, D.C. think tank published this dire warning. And since frightening news headlines generate big ratings, could it be real? Back in 1894, the London Times predicted that every street in London would soon be buried under 9 feet of horse manure. They didn't see the invention of cars. 40 years later, in 1936, the New York Times predicted a rocket would never leave the Earth's atmosphere. They didn't see, well, everything. Just 16 years ago, Y2K panic was going to paralyze all computers and end civilization. In all cases, someone, somewhere, solved the problem. The lesson? Never fall for media panic. And get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. How many emails do you get every day? I get a ton, and some of them could be very dangerous. Spam email has given way to something called phishing email, messages designed to look real but intended to infect your machine with ransomware. They are phishing for your information and your money. Ransomware encrypts all your files and makes you pay up to get them back. With Carbonite Data Protection, you can beat ransomware at their own game. Your files are safely backed up in the cloud, and you can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. I've been a Carbonite customer for years, and that's how I know that it's the best cloud backup solution out there. I trust all my files with Carbonite, and so should you. Use my name, Kim, and save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up. Head over to Carbonite.com before it's too late and use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Again, 8:31. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Four Houston men accused of taking part in the June 16th armed robbery of Commerce National Bank on University in College Station are in jail. Online records indicate 31-year-old Deshaun Winbush was arrested over the weekend. According to arrest reports, Winbush and 37-year-old Damian Gore went into the bank with semi-automatic handguns and threatened 8 employees before leaving with an undisclosed amount of money. Police have not announced if any money was recovered. Gore was arrested 10 days after the robbery. Two others outside the bank, 29-year-old Andronicus Edison and 34-year-old Andre Tippett, were caught 40 minutes after the holdup by a pair of Brazos County deputy constables in Navasota. A woman moving out of her College Station apartment Saturday morning was the victim of a burglary and attempted sexual assault. The victim told police she had left the door open to her unit at the Stadium Apartments on Marion Pugh when she noticed someone had entered her bedroom. When the 5'10" Hispanic man attempted the sexual assault, the woman began screaming and then the man ran away. In addition to the police response, officers were joined by a dog search team from the state prison system in an attempt to locate the suspect. Anyone with information about the incident, which was reported Saturday morning around 10, is asked to contact CSPD. The 4-week window is open to file for Bryan and College Station School Board and City Council. While there were 3 filings on the first day at College Station City Hall, there was also interest in 2 additional positions. The City Council has to first approve special elections, which is expected at their meeting Thursday night, for the seats now held by John Nichols and Carl Mooney. Those unexpired terms will be open because both have filed for mayor. Also filing Monday is Jerome Rectorick, who wants the council seat now held by Steve Aldrich, who is moving to the Brazos County Commission. Rectorick currently serves on the Planning and Zoning Commission. In Bryan, the only city filing is local businessman Andrew Nelson officially declaring his run for mayor. There are 3 incumbents on the Bryan School Board. Only one has filed for re-election, Trey Moore. And on the College Station School Board, all 3 incumbents have filed for re-election, Quinn Williams, Michael Wesson, and Jeff Harris. Fulfilling a promise was the reason why a local developer filed a lawsuit against the College Station School Board 2 weeks ago and withdrew the legal action last week. A letter written by Heath Phillips to CSISD, which he made available to WTAW News, stated he no longer wanted to create roadblocks as the district sells land he wanted to a competitor. Phillips also wrote he will, quoting, no longer work against the ISD to benefit from the opportunity that I was responsible for creating. A copy of his letter is online at WTAW.com. The Texas A&M and Texas Tech University systems issued statements following last Thursday's meeting of the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board regarding their plans for expanding veterinary school programs.
Last December, the Tech system unveiled a proposal to establish a vet school to stem the tide of students leaving the state and to bolster the declining number of large animal vets. That was followed by the A&M system announcing a partnership involving the flagship campus vet school and 4 sister institutions. After last Thursday's coordinating board meeting, Tech System Chancellor Robert Duncan stated in part, "We are very encouraged by the discussion with the coordinating board and by the report and its recommendation to consider an innovative, cost-efficient veterinary college." The lead sentence from the A&M system's news release stated, "A new report issued by the coordinating board concludes that a second veterinary college would be expensive to create and operate and is unnecessary in the state of Texas, particularly with the opening of a $120 million veterinary teaching complex at Texas A&M. You can read the coordinating board's report and statements from both systems online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The sixth location of a Houston-based movie theater company will be in College Station. Star Cinema Grill will be the entertainment anchor at Century Square, the privately owned development at University and College on land owned by the Texas A&M System. Star Cinema provides moviegoers with a full-service restaurant experience delivered seat-side. There will also be lounge and bar areas to host private gatherings. Construction continues at Century Square on two full-service hotels, 250 luxury apartments targeted to professionals, 90,000 square feet of office space, and parking to accommodate 1,000 vehicles. Six other restaurants and an emergency medical center previously announced agreements. More information is online at WTAW.com. Burn bans in the Brazos Valley now include Burleson and Milam counties. They join Brazos, Grimes, Madison, Leon, Robertson, and Walker counties. And women's health care gets an overhaul in Texas with something some state lawmakers are bragging is easier to use and includes even more providers.
Family planning and other preventive health services are readily available.
Senate Finance Chair Jane Nelson unveiled the New Look program at the Capitol. It's called HealthyTexasWomen.org.
Bringing the current budget for women's health to a record $285 million.
Health and Human Services Executive Commissioner Charles Smith.
We've not only expanded the program, we've made it better. By consolidating programs, we'll now help women get needed health screenings and diagnosed and receive treatment.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 78 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, Bubba Dixon here. Some say newer is better, but for over four decades, Tom Light Chevrolet has been the same name to depend on for the best Chevy buying experience in the Brazos Valley and beyond. And while some other dealerships have failed the test of time, we continue to have the same commitment to excellence we always have by offering an impressive selection of over 250 new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to choose from. Amazing everyday value, including the most competitive internet pricing around. Incredible lease options like a new 2016 Cruze for only $161 a month. And the same friendliness and consideration in serving our customers as the first day we opened our doors. So visit us off North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan, and you'll see for yourself why since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Same location, same name, Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
39-month lease, TTL and fees not included, based on 10,000 miles per year with 15 cents per mile overage. First payment due at signing, WAC on Cruise Limited.
Best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies, best delivery and takeout. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 12 years in a row. And now you can order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered to your door. From breakfast sandwiches in the morning to boxed lunches for the office, or warm cookies as a treat in the afternoon and stone oven pizzas for dinner. Head to BlueBaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at BlueBaker.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit CallawayJones.com.
Good morning. It's almost 8:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
We'll keep a watch on some showers and thunderstorms between the Corpus Christi area and the Houston area. We'll see whether or not they can spread north. For today, partial sun. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm later today, 90 to 95. May see a shower or thunderstorm this evening. It's partly to mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Partial sun tomorrow, perhaps some showers and storms, 90 to 95. Partly sunny with a chance of a storm during the afternoon on Thursday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Ruh-roh, bad news. The it's dissipating. Rain's dissipating. Sorry. Still doing well out in the Gulf, so the fish are happy. But anyhow, they're telling us, though, our chance of rain increases after 2 o'clock today. So fingers crossed we'll
perfect
be able to do that.
Perfect for an afternoon nap.
Yep. There you go. All right, so we mentioned that there's this lady who says that her puppy can talk.
Okay? Right.
She said that, let me see if I can find that, says that her dog will answer when she says, I love you, then the dog will answer. So, again, it may take some imagination, but let's listen. Here we go.
I love you.
I love you.
Aww. Okay.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
One more.
I love you.
I love you.
Aww. That was better than I thought it was going to be. Yeah, I thought it was just going to be like. Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah. I got one that talks. It doesn't use words, but just makes all
noise.
Sorts of noise.
Yeah.
And that's,
yeah.
You know, obviously that's
fun too.
Yeah, that's as close as they can get, and so we're glad about that. all right. In the meantime. You know,
oh,
it's coming
yay.
Up. Is it Friday? Is that when we have the big grand opening or whatever? Anyway, it's our Olympic story for the day.
Next Friday.
Yeah, it's next. Okay, Friday week. All
or
right.
Next Saturday.
Okay.
Is opening ceremonies.
All right. That's when they let the pigeons go, right? Or doves or whatever it is.
Yeah.
All right. So, story this morning in the Wall Street Journal.
It probably will be pigeons in Rio.
True.
That's true.
Or like poisonous birds that are high on flying ants that migrated from Great Britain.
Perfect. U.S. swimmer Elizabeth Biesel did something a little crazy at the 2012 Summer Olympics in London. Before the biggest race of her life, she tried a performance-enhancing substance.
Uh-oh.
Coffee. The result? Electric. She swam 2 personal bests and won a silver medal in the 400-meter individual medley and a bronze in the 200-meter backstroke. Caffeine is an oddity in sports, especially given the recent doping allegations against elite athletes. It aids athletic performance, researchers shows, yet completely legal. Coffee has long been used by triathletes and marathoners as a pick-me-up, and caffeine is showing benefits even in short burst and team sports like jiu-jitsu, sprint swimming, and rugby. Recent research suggests that even small doses of caffeine, equivalent to what's in a tall coffee, if you will, can improve your athletic performance. Desiree Linden, who qualified to represent the U.S. in the marathon in Rio, gulps a latte-flavored caffeinated gel from Power Bar, who is one of her sponsors, during the race. Triathletes, cyclists, and rowers show the highest level of caffeine. Gymnasts show the lowest. Perhaps coffee jitters on the balance beam doesn't work so well. Most recently, Dr. Del Casso conducted about a dozen studies on caffeine's effects on stop-and-start sports like tennis and basketball. He put athletes through sports-related tests, such as squatting, jumping for volleyball players, and measuring their performance. Athletes who drank coffee jumped a little higher, ran a little faster than those who drank similar non-caffeinated beverages.
Wow.
And interesting.
They do it through like a gel?
Well, this particular person does. Others, I guess, the deal is a lot of sports drinks obviously have caffeine in them now. So they may be putting together special potions, if you will, for the Olympic athletes so they can do that.
So really, caffeine is just next on the list of banned substances.
Yes. Well, that's the thing. It's kind of interesting because some athletes don't respond to caffeine at all, it says, and it affects some, more than others, according to the researchers.
You know, normal human beings,
too. You're gonna have, your physiology is going to be different. And they said that caffeine ingested, at least in moderation, doesn't dehydrate like some people think.
Okay.
So that could work.
I just can't imagine a gel. That seems like the grossest way to ingest caffeine.
Well,
like,
but if you're an athlete in the Olympics, hello.
Different sports have different thresholds as far as with caffeine being a banned substance.
Oh,
is that correct?
That is correct. It's been that way since the late 80s.
Tell me more. Do you know what else can you share with us on that?
I don't know the specifics, but I know their caffeine has had demonstrated a benefit for various sports that you just named. And having more than basically about a cupful of caffeine in your bloodstream can actually get you banned or kicked out of the Olympics.
Wow. Okay, good. Thanks. I
feel like
that.
Caffeine's probably one of those things that moves through pretty quickly, though.
That's
so if you
right.
know you're going to be tested. Now, I know there are random tests, but... You know, hey, I've got to go in this time. Well, I just won't drink quite as much.
That's right. It'll dissipate through your system.
I feel like but that is interesting.
And I did not know the caffeine, obviously, on any level would get you in
Me
trouble.
Neither, yeah.
All right, so why hot temperatures make us so cranky? This from Live Science. I mean, I don't know why we need to know other than we know that it's true.
Sweating is so comfortable.
Yeah.
When it's really hot, like it has been, people generally have trouble sleeping and they get dehydrated more quickly. That alone will make you frustrated. Okay?
Yep.
Being cooped up near an air conditioner for avoiding becoming a little, melting puddle.
Right.
That can be annoying as well. So you're not happy if you're inside or outside. Mm. Either way.
Mm.
And while this is mostly associated with winter, summer can also trigger the depression called seasonal adjusted disorder or SAD.
Yes, SAD.
Okay? Can even happen in the summertime. But the brain melting heat and humidity makes us all so much more angry. So we're mad.
And the sun's hot and it burns. It's painful.
Yeah, that's true.
That's frustrating too.
I'm more miserable during the winter.
Are you?
Yes.
Got
I
a theory?
Am.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just know. I think it's just personal preference.
But you could just put on more clothes and gloves and caps and stuff like that.
I hate doing that.
Oh, okay.
I hate that.
See, everybody else hates it in the summer though when I take all my clothes off to get cooler.
Well, but the thing, like in Texas, we don't have to do this very often, but in lots of places where it's cold all the time, once you get into October, November through March, they layer, right?
Right.
I mean, and that's something we just don't know anything about. We got a coat.
And maybe that's what it is. And usually once I get cold, it's very hard for me to warm up.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
Once I'm cold, I'm cold. And I don't know.
And it's uncomfortable, sure.
It is.
All that
it's
kind
just
of stuff.
And all you do. Yeah, and if you don't have extra clothes or extra layers with you at the time, then you're just out of luck.
Well, sure. And that's the thing is, I guess you have to try to move more to stay warm as opposed to when you move less to stay cool.
And I don't
in,
prefer
in the hot
just
weather.
Like sweating.
Yeah.
But I do like warmer months versus colder.
Well, obviously air conditioning's made all the difference
True.
In our part of the world.
Indeed.
You know, you go outside at night and it's still 88 degrees. You can see how violence in big cities can happen. I mean, I'd most definitely understand that.
Mm-hmm.
You're irritable on a base level that is raised exponentially, probably in the warm weather, and then all it takes is some little incident, and then, all hell breaks loose.
That's it. I'm tired of this heat.
Yeah. New Zealand just declared their country a rat-free zone.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, because you can do that, I guess. just saying so makes it so. John Key, who is the Prime Minister of New Zealand, announced an ambitious plan yesterday to completely exterminate rats and other rodents. That includes possums, weasels, and even feral cats. The government says they hope a zero rat population. Look, I'll tell you what. Get rid of the rats before you get rid of the feral cats, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you need to do that thing in the proper order.
Well, the cats will help.
Because you'll have one problem replacing another.
Mm-hmm.
The government says they hope zero rat population will give a boost to birds native to the South Pacific nation, including the kiwi bird. Many birds species are threatened with extinction because rats and other pests feast on their eggs and compete for their food. The plan is an expansion of a largely successful program that eradicated rats from several smaller islands. Well, maybe it worked.
Interesting.
Scientists say the large-scale rat extermination will be more difficult to pull off, with one calling it the most ambitious conservation project attempted anywhere in the world.
I might be out of line here.
Okay.
But isn't that kind of messing with the circle of life?
Hey,
you're right.
That's right.
I mean,
they taught us that in Lion King, didn't they?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh. Well,
but then again, rats spread the plague, so.
Well, there's, but.
I get it.
But unintended consequences, okay? Mm-hmm. Again, unintended consequences.
Right, that you just don't, you can't even foresee mm-hmm. happening when you start messing with,
and you're
with
right.
the ecosystem.
That's why there's a natural system when it comes to that. That's,
yeah.
You know, we talked about this as a few months ago, not sure if you guys were on the show yet, that they had put together up in the Northwest a plan to, because sheep ranchers were saying that the wolves were coming in and killing their sheep, okay? And so what they did is they started killing the wolves off. They killed the wolves off, and it shortened the trees.
Mm.
You're going, huh? Okay, they shortened the trees? Well, yes, they shortened the trees because here's what happened. Is because the wolves were removed from the system, from the food cycle, the elk would come down from the mountains and they would strip the saplings of their bark
and the
trees would die. Well, you know, there was some control of that when the wolves were there. So now trees that used to be able to grow to 30 feet tall only grow to about 8 feet tall.
Huh. Unintended consequences.
It's weird, like this is some sort of a system or that's, something.
Yeah, the very idea.
Detection. If you're seeing cracks in the walls, ceilings, or floors of your home, or if your pool seems to be losing water, before you let just anyone start digging or jackhammering around your home or pool, call the experts first at American Leak Detection. They've been servicing the Brazos Valley for over 18 years and are the leaders in non-invasive leak detection. Call 680-1094. That's 680-1094. Or click on AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
With Sioux Falls Prater, you're able to work your big land with equipment that was built for it. Right now, get a John Deere 1023E compact with 23 horsepower for just $9.99 a month, or a 3032E with 32 horsepower as low as $135 a month. Both include a 6-year powertrain warranty. At Sioux Falls Prater, you'll be able to drive home a John Deere, the official tractor of the Texas Rangers. Get a quote at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Terms, exclusions, and warranty limitations apply. See dealer for details.
About 7 until Newstalk 1620 WTAW. So we were talking earlier this morning, if you have an ATM card, you've got a pin that goes along with it. All right. So if somebody steals your card, could they guess your pin? It turns out 11% of people use the number combination 1234.
guess what that means?
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing an idiot would have on his luggage.
Exactly. Another 6% use 1111, mm-hmm. and 2% use 0000.
And then there's...
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
That's right. There's 10,000 possible combinations. And Nick Berry, who's a data scientist and founder of Data Genetics, a Seattle technology consultancy, analyzed the 3.4 million four-digit pins using the numbers 0 to 9, and it turns out that more than a quarter of all ATM pins, more than 25%, could be easily guessed by a crook by attempting just 20 combinations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just 20 combinations. So, and again, after those first three I mentioned, there's 1212, 7777-1004, don't know what that means, 2000-444-222-6969. Those are the top 10 right there. And again, those plus 10 more, they probably can get the PIN from your ATM.
Wow.
Now, birthdays, anniversaries, birth years, in fact, any four-digit combination that begins with 19 is in the top 20% of combinations. Yes.
Oh.
Also, don't use the middle four digits of the keypad, 2, 5, 8, or 0.
Hmm.
And when you don't, and when you're done changing your ATM code, think about this. People use four-digit codes to lock their phones, too.
Yes.
Mm. And we use the four-digit code here, I think, at the
Ranch, mine are all the same.
Right. Mine too.
But I'm doing pretty well on all the other things that you brought
up.
Okay, but not
that one. Yeah. No. And then do you use that for someplace else
but
as well?
There are so many passwords that I have to remember
exactly.
And codes and
Okay.
Why don't people just stop stealing stuff?
If they would do that, that would make it so much easier.
He's coming down.
Oh, he is.
He just walked by.
Okay, wait, Brad, you need to go get him. Yeah, you need to go get him because he needs to come in here because Chelsea has a story for him today.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, that's why you
have
that.
I got it.
So
okay.
That you can let him know what's really important when it comes to that star movie
that
thing.
That star thing.
Yeah, that's happening. So,
I like this guy's name.
Yeah, it is pretty cool. So Adele has already sold out 6 concerts at the Staples Center in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So jeez. 2 more have been added on. The new shows are August the 20th and 21st. Her North American tour wraps up with 2 sold-out shows in Houston on the 8th and 9th. There is no truth to the rumor that she will be playing Reed Arena.
Oh.
Okay.
You were talking about Chelsea taking it on the road?
Yeah.
No, we're talking about Adele taking it on the road. Okay.
Yeah.
But in the meantime... No, wait, in the meantime...
Oh, I've got some snore for you.
Yeah.
He's the man.
There we go. Yeah.
He's ready for whatever you can bring.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Mr. Ben Downs.
All right.
I can do a really good impression of that guy.
We'll see.
Rare, unseen footage from the original Star Trek series is coming. Rod Roddenberry. Yes, that is his real name. Rod Roddenberry.
Yeah.
He was 8 years old. He used to play with old film footage from the original series. It was film that had been cut from the show and was stored in boxes in a storage room and eventually his parents' basement. He says when he was a kid, he thought it was fun to put my finger in the middle of the reels and twist and make a volcano.
Oh, no.
Iconic footage made
Jumped to 2006. Rod began a series of phone calls and meetings with CBS, and a year later, Star Trek experts Mike and Denise Okuda, whose many assignments have included working on Star Trek The Next Generation and writing multiple editions.
We know him.
They brought in to view and log all of the footage. It took them 3 years to watch all of it.
The first Star Trek kind of...
It was lousy.
It was a product of its time.
Yeah, a product of its time. Yeah. It means it was really quick.
Nice way to put it. Yeah.
Making excuses.
Are they going to release
now,
it so that we can judge for ourselves?
Yes. The long hidden Star Trek footage will be released in various Blu-ray products under the umbrella titled The Roddenberry Vault. First rollout.
Wait. Say it again. According to
The Roddenberry Vault.
No, there.
Yeah. First rollout is expected in the fall.
Yeah.
So Roddenberry. That's the most interesting point of this whole article that I just read.
Look at that. Look at Chelsea digging for stories for you about Star Trek.
It infects you after a while.
I can't.
It's like a skin fungus, you know?
I'm surprised you didn't come in here and tell us something about George Lucas.
Mom, great new job. I was infected at work today.
Yeah.
With Star Trek.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, there you have it. Yeah. There you go. See, and that makes my day. Chip brought me a book the other day that, you know, the book we were talking about on the air, the oral history of Star Trek.
Yeah.
And so I have it now and I've read it. I'm reading it even.
Oh.
I'm alternating. I have a little lighthearted book. and then the other, which is the Star Trek book, and then I'm also reading about the bombing of Dresden.
Oh,
so
perfect.
I just
that's wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeping you on the edge of your seat. Yep.
Okay, that's
So I'm just kind of, you know,
all over the map.
Well, what happened was, you know, young people like Chesley in there will from time to time make discoveries of literature, and my daughter in Alabama suddenly discovered Kurt Vonnegut.
Oh, okay. Really?
Yeah.
That's scary.
You know, that tell me.
Yeah.
And of course, you can't discover Kurt Vonnegut without discovering Slaughterhouse-Five, which is about his, which is about nothing. Mm. But it's, but the conceit of the novel is that it's about the